This is a daily update for Thursday, September 21st, 2017. The U.S. imposed new sanctions against North Korea. The sanctions target individuals who give North Korea money and finance them in any way or deal in trade with them in any way. Donald Trump thanked Xi Jinping for action by China's central bank, telling other banks to stop doing business with North Korea, which is amazing. This has never happened in history before. You have never had China reigning in North Korea like they are. They're serious about what they're doing, and Russia is also on board. So you gotta give credit where credit is due. So, the LGBTQ community is starting to go right. They're getting away from Democrats and liberals alike. They're alarmed by Islamic attacks against gays. So basically, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, Grasshopper, right? And then these gay people know that they're being attacked not by ISIS, not by Hezbollah or the Taliban or any of these groups. They're being attacked by people who are of Islam. You know, people who believe in that religion and they don't believe in homosexuals. So they want to destroy homosexuals in any way, shape, and form. So it's very interesting what's going on in Europe and what's going on in the United States when it comes to homosexuals going right. So, President Trump gets praise from the Afghanistan president, Ashraf Ghani, over a new war strategy. He says that it is a difference of day and night. The new strategy has turned the 16-year war against the Taliban militants and other radical Islamic terrorists. It was put in place a month ago. Basically, all the stuff the last administration couldn't do and couldn't accomplish is being accomplished now. So let's think of that. The new strategy includes changing the rules of engagement and better training of Afghan troops. President Ghani said to Trump, "You made this decision on the basis of courage and determination, and we salute you." So at least some people like him in some places. And then you have the warrior monk in the Pentagon. You don't go up against a guy called the warrior monk. You just surrender. You give up. You know, the warrior monk, you know, he earned that name. He earned it. Right? The last guy in there, Ashton Carter, was a professor from Harvard. He was a physicist. What a physicist knows about war, I don't know. Obviously nothing, since all this went on for years, and $3 trillion and 16 years and all that death in Afghanistan, when a better strategy with qualified people could have put an end to it, huh? So, Democrats are fragmented and then completely falling apart. Hillary won't stop the divide. She's out there blaming everybody. She just should have called her book, "I Blame Everybody." And I think, you know, and the next one will come out, "I'm a Loser." And that's pretty much it. So really, and same for Barack Obama. He's out there. He's not doing the Democratic Party any good. The Dems who are running right now are frustrated with their own party. And think about this. Under Barack Obama, they lost 970 seats. 970 seats. And the median age of Congress is 67 years old. They are not in touch with the youth. They're not in touch with working families. Most of these people are very wealthy. They're just not in touch with the workers out there, you know. So is this the end of the Democratic Party? I think that they're going to fragment into another group. And Bernie people are already talking about starting their own party. So it's going to take a lot of power and a lot of votes away from these Democrats that are there looking at a situation normal, thinking there's nothing wrong with their party, and they're just going on with the divide. At least you have some of them working with Trump, like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, and they're taking heat from the hardcore liberals, but then you have Hillary out there not trying to unite people at all. She is just playing the blame game and being the most sour loser that you'll ever see and sore loser that's out there. So, wow, sore loser of the century, Hillary Clinton. So, but if they don't stop being so petty and they don't stop being so foolish, they're going to lose their party altogether if they haven't already. Anyway, today is International Day of Peace. So let's think about peace and not warfare. Let's think about going out there and extending that hand of peace. But some people, like Kim Jong-un, some people will not acknowledge that. And then you have to take military action to save millions of lives. International Day of Peace, let's think about that peace in your own life, in your own world, and the peace around you, right? Today is World Alzheimer's Day. I don't know anybody that has Alzheimer's, but I know people that have family members that have Alzheimer's, and I know their plight and what they have to go through every day. And, you know, walking into a room when you look at your father and they look at you and say, who are you? That's got to hurt. And that's got to just get you right in the gut. So people go through that every day and then their hands are full. There's Alzheimer's patients that just wander off and then you can't find them. And we had one here locally. Myself and a bunch of other people had a search party looking for this woman. She ended up freezing to death. It's a large area and she left her home in the afternoon. It was winter. And you know what? It was that one night when it was 16 degrees and all the other nights was 35, 40 degrees. And then it was just that one night and that one time, and we all tried. But Alzheimer's, a horrible, horrible disease. But they are working for goals to fix the problem. And I see all the time in medicine how they're helping out Alzheimer's patients and how they're trying to find new solutions. So today is Miniature Golf Day. I love mini golf, man. I do it all the time. Yeah, not all the time. A couple times a month, I seek out that mini golf course. There's a local A&W drive-in, and they have mini golf. So I go there, and it's a lot of fun. So you get your burger on, you get your root beer on, you get your mini golf on. So boom, today's Miniature Golf Day. Go out and play some mini golf. Today is Pecan Cookie Day. Who doesn't love pecan cookies, man? You know, the pecan is a nice little nut, a lot of protein, a lot of power. Add it with a cookie, you got something good. So get your pecan on today. Today is World Gratitude Day. So thank you for listening to the show. Thank you to everybody. Thank you for Joe Montaldo for having me on United Public Radio Network. Today is a day to be grateful to everyone in your life who has ever done anything for you. And you say, hey, thank you. I appreciate everything that you've done. So it is World Gratitude Day. Today is also National New York Day. New York, New York, so good they had to name it twice. It was 11th in ratifying the Constitution. It is number 4 in population in the U.S. Manhattan actually has more people in New York City, the most populous city. 19.8 million people in New York State. And then that's 40% living in New York City. So, of course, our favorite fruit is the apple, and our bird is the bluebird. So I hope that helps you. 1/3 of revolutionary battles happened in New York State. So that's also interesting to note. So don't let the bluebird of happiness poop on your head. This is Michael Angley on the Daily Update for Thursday, September 21st, 2017, on United Public Radio Network, UPRN, talkradio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Pasquotank.